prophet or prophecy. Today, our first reading came from the book of Hosea. We don't read from this book all that often in church, but for a quick refresher course on who this guy was, Hosea was a prophet. Now, the idea of a prophet or a prophecy always makes me think of Harry Potter. All crystal balls and magical foretellings of the future, and maybe Professor Trelawney reading tea leaves from a cup, something like that. But the biblical prophets weren't really like that at all. Instead, the prophets were just people, just like everyone else, but they were tasked with relaying a message from God. They spoke for God. The prophets were typically writing amidst the political upheaval of their time, calling their leaders to accountability, telling the cultural and political elites of the day to shape up, calling back into relationship with God those who had turned away. Friends, we are those people. We turn away. This past Tuesday was Election Day, a day where we, like the prophets, made our voices heard and voted with the intent of electing accountable leaders in whom we can put our trust. Exercising our right to vote is important. Being politically aware helps us make decisions. And every year, I do what I can to encourage my friends and family to get out and vote. But I also wonder if sometimes we put more hope and trust in our elected officials and in our own ability to vote than what those things or people really deserve. Maybe I'm wrong on that, I don't know. But many of you all work in government or know someone that works in government at some level or another. You know, in fact, you are quite professionally affected by the elected leaders whom voters choose and whom you choose. You want to be able to trust your leaders, both politically and professionally, and I agree that we should be able to put people in office who will look out for us and lead us well. But at the end of the day, how does that change where we place our trust? Do you truly trust in God and God's ability to lead you? Or do you trust in your elected official, or your personal job, or the department in which you work? Who do you turn to first when the system seems broken, or when there continues to be suffering, or when hope is difficult to find? The Israelites struggled to trust God too. God says, "When Israel was a youth, I loved it, and out of Egypt I called my child. The more I called them, the more they went away from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols." Friends, we are no different. There are always other people, other powers, other systems besides God in which we place our trust when life is difficult or fractured, and we turn away. Children of God, hear this. God forgives. God is full of compassion. God bears no grudges, and God always desires to be in relationship with you. "How can I give you up, Ephraim?" says God. "How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim, for I am God and no mortal, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath." Hurt and frustrated with Israel, with us, as God might be, God refuses to let us go or to stop loving us. God is always willing to forgive us, to renew us, to start again. This poetry from Hosea this morning makes me think of the children's book, Love You Forever. If you've read that story to a child or had it read to you when you were little, you might recall that the book tells of a mother who sings a song to her baby boy every night, all throughout his life. And the song lyrics go like this: "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The book goes on to tell of all the adventures that the boy gets into during his life as he's growing up, many of which make the mother want to pull out her hair. As a 2-year-old, the boy flushes his mother's watch down the toilet. Then when he gets a bit older, he learns to say bad words and likes to use them in front of grandma. Later, he becomes a teenager, and the mother struggles to feel like she can still relate to him. And yet, after every new milestone, after every frustrating encounter between the teenager and his mother, still the mother's refrain at the end of the day is the same. I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The same is true of God. God will love you forever. God will like you for always. And regardless of what you do, or the mistakes you make, or the turning away that you may do, God's beloved child you will be. Like the mother in the story, God forgives. Beloved siblings, be at peace. We are invited to rest in God's love, to trust that God will always hold us. We are invited to find refuge in the safe embrace of God's compassion. Imagine this with me for a moment. What would it feel like to be completely relaxed, completely calm and at peace, completely content, fully believing that no matter the chaos of life that surrounds you, God is holding you, cradling you close to the chest like a mother cradles her baby. I led them with bands of love, says God. My compassion grows warm and tender. Imagine what it feels like to be wrapped in the bands of God's love. A warm embrace encircling your shoulders or your hands or your waist. It's the kind of love that warms you as it fills you. Like when you sit in front of a fire on a cold day. Or like the first sip of a warm drink that heats your whole body as you consume it. Or like the warmth of this sanctuary. Heat that, although it escaped us for the last few weeks, never fully left, and today is felt stronger than ever. The love of God is a safe shelter, constant, dependable, never failing. Nothing can part you from this love, and it is a love that will remain and sustain and warm you like nothing else in this world. You are invited to rest securely in God's love. Children of God, we are surrounded by thousands of other people and places and powers in which we can place our trust. So often we are tempted to turn to one of them instead of to God. But it is God who truly holds us, and only God who can truly care for us. God who welcomes us back again and again with open arms. And so today I pray that you will hear the quiet voice of God as it offers this reassurance and promise. I forgive you. I love you. You are mine. Amen.